So yesterday I went out and I did some photography in the afternoon, then I did it at night, and then went home. But during late yesterday afternoon, can I just talk to parents for a second? You guys can all appreciate what I'm about to ask you, okay? I went to the store to grab some allergy medicine.
Yep.
You know, and there was a woman with a young kid. I don't know, 4, 3. Who knows? I don't know. Somewhere in that ballpark, at the register, and the kid, I don't know, didn't like the way his coat was zipping up, or I don't know. There was some type of, in his mind, wardrobe malfunction of some type. And the kid went crazy. I mean, pulled an absolute nutty, right there in the store. And I'm sitting there, and I'm watching it happen, and the woman turns around. She's horrified, right?
Oh, yeah.
She's a parent. We've all been in that situation.
Sometimes, like, the devil just possesses them, and you're like, where, what?
Yeah, and I sat there, and I watched the whole thing unfold, and I'm kind of trying to figure out, what's he throwing a fit about?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't. I saw the whole thing, start to finish. He was fine, guy, la, la, everything's fine, and all of a sudden went to do something to his jacket, and it wouldn't work, and the kid kind of just threw a fit, and the mom turned and apologized to me. And I'm like, you don't have to apologize. Every parent's been through that.
You want
it's
me to
fine.
Take a little dubba down?
No, I said, it's fine. Don't worry. I feel for you. Been there. And I'm leaving, and it just reminded me of when, I guess the worst fit that my kids ever threw was one time my daughter was really little, and I picked her up at the sitters and told her to put her shoes on, and boom, it was like World War III broke out. And I'm looking at the babysitter, who's a lovely woman, Lulu, love Lulu, and I'm like, I don't know what to do. I'm a new parent, right? So I've never, this kind of fit of this level, I haven't seen. But you know, you're a parent, and sooner or later that fit is gonna happen, right? And I don't know what to do. I picked her up, threw her on my shoulder, and carried her out of the house. I mean, with the little bare feet, you know, kicking, screaming. The biggest fit I ever had as a parent was that afternoon. And I started thinking about how dumb it was. How, like, just put shoes on. It's wintertime. You can't go outside without your shoes on. Just like the kid with the jacket. And I wanted to ask you, what was the most ridiculous thing your kid threw an absolute nutty over? Because we all have experienced it, right? Every time. It's 5 degrees. Just put your little slip-on sneakers. Put them on. It's that simple.
Yeah, the transition, and this happened last year for Dylan, to go from summer to winter clothes. He comes home every day. He takes off his socks and shoes. He's always barefoot. He loves shorts. He wants to put on shorts, tank tops. He doesn't want to wear jeans and long-sleeve shirts.
Right.
And it's... the month of, like, September into October is the worst month for me.
Like, okay, yeah, so he really resists it.
He really hates it that much, and he just puts up such a fight, like, why can't I wear shorts? I want to wear shorts. It's like...
What's the biggest one-time fit? Like, Kate never had another fit like that ever. It was like a one-time, who is this person that's possessed by the devil? And every kid goes through it. Like that woman yesterday, Laura, 5 shades of red. 5 shades of red. Felt so bad for her. I'm like, it's fine. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Tried to be reassuring, but she's horrified. Kid's screaming at the top of his lungs about his zipper won't go up or something.
We're at Disney. Chloe, and she really wanted this lemon icy ice thing.
Yeah.
You know, the old Italian ice.
Icy ice.
And she liked it, and I said, I'm going to have a little. No, you're not. No, you're not.
Oh, yeah.
So wouldn't you know, Pocahontas comes strolling around. She goes to say hi to Pocahontas. Well, I go in. It takes like 2 or 3 bites.
Whoa.
She turned around, and I showed her the last bite I was having.
Oh, because you had to poke the bear.
Yeah, it was a 4-star nutty.
Oh, yeah.
It was complete, utter, like, wow.
Yeah.
Pounding like the pavement, the whole thing.
There's no way you could have seen it coming. It was like, everything's fine 1 second, and the next minute, the switch is thrown.
Well, I knew maybe she wouldn't be happy, but I knew it would be complete chaos.
An utter meltdown.
Yep.
You know, biggest fit your kid ever threw. Wait a minute. The weirdest reason, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Sadie was big on wearing sweaters, like, in the winter.
Yeah.
In the summertime, and there was a flip out that I'm like, you're sweaty. You're getting hot. I'm fine.
Yeah.
And then she wanted waffles for, like, dinner. And no. And she kicking stuff in the house, freaking out. See, he's got a little temper. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey. And then when she went in and laid on her bed, right. I'm like, you're in there for the night. She just sat there and sang the Katy Perry song.
Fireworks?
Fireworks.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yep. On the bed, sitting there yelling fireworks.
Do you ever feel
top of her lungs. When you tell me I'm going to have waffles or when there are waffles in the house and I want them, you stay out of my way. Now, Laura is showing me in the studio one of my favorite pictures of her kids. And you know what? We got a little time.
How can you be mad at the beach playing in the sand at OOB with all your cousins, your family, your friends?
Look at the puss on that kid. Is he mad?
What was the meltdown over?
Yeah.
Sand.
Is he upset with the quality of the sand?
Was there not enough sand?
Just sand. He didn't like sand. All of a sudden, it went from playing in the sand for 4 hours to like, I hate sand. He hated it. Wow. He didn't want to be there. He didn't want to touch it. It went to, and he doesn't scream and cry, but he gets this
Hulk mad. That's a Hulk mad face.
It also happened during his school pictures one year. They went to go take the picture, and he looked. I was like, why do you look so angry in your picture? The wind was blowing so hard. My favorite tree was blowing. I didn't like it. And he just, in the, okay, like, what's your tree, favorite tree?
It's all of our kids.
Yeah.
Like, I felt for this woman yesterday. I almost wanted to hug her, you know, because I'm like, oh, man, look at this poor woman. Kid's screaming. She's trying to calm him down. She's doing everything I think is humanly possible, right? All she wants to do now is get her kid pay and get out. Like, eject from the situation. Like, every one of us has felt as a parent. What is the most ridiculous reason your kid had a meltdown? Well, you look at an adult, and you look as an adult and go, how is this a thing?
You freaked out about waffles.
Yeah.
I don't mean a little.
I
thought we were going to have to, like...
We're going out into the 5-degree cold. I asked you to put your shoes on. You know what I mean? I ended up carrying her out to the car on my shoulder like a sack of potatoes, you know?
You don't like wind?
Kicking and screaming the whole time. Hi, Morning Buzz. Hi, who's this?
Security Ray,
stupidest reason your kid, like absolutely out of left field, weirdest reason your kid ever had a meltdown.
We were in the car going somewhere, and the kid goes, where are we going? And I just said, crazy. And he thought we were serious. He started having a meltdown because he didn't want to go crazy.
Dad,
nobody really wants to go crazy.
And just snot out of the nose, crying, can't see out of his face anymore.
It's like,
just devastated.
As dads, we mess with them a little bit, like Kelly with the Italian ice. Yeah. Like, oh, I'm going to show you.
You got to push it a little bit. See what their limits
as
are.
A guy,
I was blindsided by it.
You never see it coming. Kelly did not expect Chloe to be on the ground hitting
not
the pavement.
That much, yeah.
We've all had it.
Even Pocahontas was freaked out.
When you freak out Pocahontas at Disney, and you got to think, you know, Poke has seen it all.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And when you freak the characters out, then you know it's bad. No character wants to be around a screaming kid. It just looks bad on the resume. Hi, Morning Buzz.
Morning.
What's up?
My daughter had a catastrophic meltdown because we cannot go to Canopy Lake Park on Mother's Day because it was raining.
Yeah.
She lost her mind.
Anytime an amusement park is involved, which the amusement park trip is canceled, I'm kind of expecting that at a certain age. You know what I mean? I get that. So,
but she lost her mind over this. I mean, you promised. And I said, Beth, it's raining out. The park is going to be closed.
Yeah.
You promised. And she would not let go of that. You promise. It's like, we're not going.
And then as a dad, like 2 days, thanks. 2 days later, I'm making fun of the fit. You know what I mean?
Oh, you bring it up.
You going to throw another fit again?
Yeah.
Huh? You going to throw another fit again?
Hey, we'll go grocery shopping sometimes, and I'll go, is there anything you want? We're not getting waffles.
Yeah.
Okay, Dad.
All right, Dad, let it go.
You have to.
No, I'm not going to let it go.
Do you as a mom throw it back in their face, or is that strictly a dad thing?
No, sometimes.
Okay.
I've done both, because with him... He's definitely a puzzle. I'm trying to figure out, like, do I push the buttons even harder? Or, because he scares me.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I just, it's crazy.
What are you going to cry?
Oh, my God.
Huh?
Sometimes you poke the bear, and you regret it. You regret it.
Yeah, sometimes I secretly grab my phone and try to videotape him being like this because I want to show him.
Oh, I've done that before. Like, Kelly, like when the kids start acting up, I'm like, I'm going to take a picture and send it to your grandmother.
Did you regret the third bite of the Italian ice? Because that's the one where you got ID'd. That's where you got fingered.
End up being a great story.
Yeah, it is. Down the road,
it's a great
story.
You freaked out at Disney?
See, how I was
going to... Pocahontas?
How I reacted to the fit that Kate threw at the babysitters, I was being judged by the babysitter. as a first-time parent, how's he going to handle this? I didn't know what else to do. I didn't even put a coat on her. Just picked it up over the shoulder, down the stairs, and into the car seat, screaming the whole time. Yeah, crazy. Kids, they...
Not into the trunk?
Huh? No, it wasn't into the trunk. Hi, Morning Buzz. Real couple quick ones. Go. Hi. Lost you. Bye. Hi, Morning Buzz. Hi, who's this?
This is Rob.
Strangest reason, Rob, your kid ever threw a nutty.
So we would go to Lone Oak in Rochester.
Yeah.
And my daughter, she gets her ice cream, she finishes it, and she goes crazy because she finished her ice cream.
There was no more ice cream.
I finished my ice cream. Ah, can't breathe the whole nine yards.
I love it when they get... And you sit there as an adult and go... I don't get it. I just don't get it. How their mind works.
You keep shoveling in your mouth, it's gonna disappear eventually.
Absolutely, man. I love it. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
So, I like that when you get so upset that you run and you throw yourself into the couch, but you never put your hands up to deflect a little bit. You just rammed yourself into the couch because you can't have waffles.
Totally. Yeah. And to the woman yesterday in the store, we've all been there. Don't feel bad. We've all been there. She was horrified, you know? Some people, like, kids have fits and they don't care. And you go, that's a problem. This woman cared. This woman was upset, like, oh, my God, in public, oh, my God, you know? And so it happens. It's happened to all of us, you know? Tyler hit the floor at, Bradley's. Hit the floor, went down, threw a fit on the floor. And when I went to pick him up, he said, don't hit me. And so everybody's looking at me.
Okay.
And I've never hit him.
Yeah.
I've never hit him.
Not in public.
I'm like, what are you talking? That's kids. This whole thing about kids having rights and stuff like that, sometimes it just doesn't work for me. He yells, don't hit me. I'm like, I've never hit. And then you look guilty. You know what I mean?
Because there's nothing you can say. We went to a Christmas party, and the guy goes, Scott, would you like a beer? And I'm like, I'd love one. The kids were there. My ex-wife was there. And Nora looks at Sadie, and she goes, every time Dad drinks, he hits Mom.
It's like some sort of what?
In front of 25 people, and you're like, what do you say?
You think that's funny?
There's nothing that you can say.
That is not funny.
And I don't do that.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
I know.
What is that?
TV, man. Who knows? It's all over the place. 626.
Damn Disney Channel.
Yeah. Or, you know, AMC, Walking Dead, or something like that. All right, 626. Anyway, hats off to the woman yesterday. You handled it as best as anybody could. I'm right there with you.
The old meltdown.
All right, quick.
Which wire do I cut? No.
We're coming right back.
In a moment. It's Greg in the morning.